Well, welcome back to our study of Genesis. We are in chapter 46, and we're going to pick up right with verse 28. And he sent Judah before him unto Joseph to direct his face unto Goshen. And they came into the land of Goshen.
Yeah, this is interesting because you find out later on in the book of Judges who goes up first. Judah goes up first. And when after Moses comes on the scene, Judah was always the one that went first. And here Jacob is sending Judah into the land first.
Mm-hmm.
Judah means praise. Get your praise first. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
I don't think these things are just coincidental.
No. And Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet Israel his father to Goshen and presented himself unto him. And he fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while.
Don't you know Joseph is excited
yeah.
to see his daddy, whom he hasn't seen in all these years. And the way this is worded is he embraces him. And then it's like, it sounds as he continues to weep. In other words, this is overjoyed, exuberance, being reunited with his father.
And Israel said unto Joseph, now let me die, since I have seen your face, because you are yet alive.
And then, of course, Jacob is just as elated, you know.
Yeah.
I've seen you. I'm ready to die now. I mean, my dreams come true. I get to see you, you know. I haven't lost you. Of course, he's going to live a few years longer.
And Joseph said unto his brethren and unto his father's house, I will go up and show Pharaoh and say unto him, my brethren and my father's house, which were in the land of Canaan, are come unto me.
So Joseph told his father that he would go and let Pharaoh know that his family had actually come to the land of Canaan.
Mm-hmm. Now we're going to read 32 through 34. And the men are shepherds, for their trade has been to feed cattle, and they have brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have. And it shall come to pass, when Pharaoh shall call you and shall say, what is your occupation? That they shall say, thy servant's trade has been about cattle from our youth, even until now, both we and also our fathers, that you may dwell in the land of Goshen, for every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians.
So Joseph is going to tell Pharaoh that his father and brothers are there, and then he's going to reveal to them that their vocation is that of tending sheep, keeping cattle, and they had brought all their possessions to Egypt. And so he instructs them, you tell Pharaoh what your occupation is. You keep the herds and livestock, and this is what you've done from your youth. And then he'll give you the land of Goshen, because shepherds, because shepherds were disgusting to the Egyptians. Now, Heather asked me this afternoon, she said, why were they disgusting to the Egyptians? I don't know. But, you know, if you look at it, you think of even in our society today, we have caste, whether we want to admit it or not, to where certain people look down on certain tasks. They consider them menial jobs. I was telling her about something that I just heard a minister, he was talking about a meeting that he had been invited to, a personal meeting. And this is affluent people. And when he goes in, he's introduced to this particular man, his wife that are there, these others. And so in the course of conversation, this minister asked this man, what do you do? You know, different people said, you know, they're in this ministry, this ministry. What do you do? He said, I collect garbage. Now, what's your response going to be to that? You know? But after further conversation, the minister handled it well. He said, well, how did you get into that? And, you know, tell me a little bit about that. Well, come to find out, the guy had a humongous business, and he was the president, CEO, and all that. But he didn't say that. I like that. What do you do? Well, I'm the president. They said, I collect garbage. So I think it has something to do with that. We have a tendency to look down on certain occupations when the bottom line is every one of them is important. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing about Pharaoh. Even though shepherds are disgusting, these Egyptians have cattle, they have sheep. And so they need shepherds. They need people to look after the cattle and all this type thing. But that's a menial task. And in this society today, it's put so much emphasis on education and a piece of paper you can hang on the wall that they forget what made the nation what it is was not education, it was work ethic.
That's right.
And people who would use their hands to work and build a nation. You with me?
Yeah.
And so everyone's important. I don't care what your vocation is. That's an important vocation. We thank God we have people who collect the trash.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God we have custodians. I thank God we have people that will serve at restaurants or whatever. I thank God for people in work. Do you understand? So don't look down your nose on any vocation, because everybody is important as you are. Well, I'm the president of the company. Well, tell me how your company would run if your workers walked off the job. The bottom line is you need them as much as they need you. And we have to keep these things in perspective, okay?
Mm-hmm.
No big guys, no little youths. Everybody's important. We're all members of the body, and so each member's important. I don't have a member of my body that I want to get rid of. You understand? God doesn't have a member of the body of Christ he wants to get rid of either. And so, anyway, that's to me, that's the principle that I see in this. That you can look at, we don't want to do that, you know. Don't want to get our hands dirty. Well, it'd do you good to get your hands dirty. You can always wash them. Right? Okay.
The other thing that I see in this is that Joseph is telling his brothers, listen, you just don't be ashamed of who you are. Just say exactly to Pharaoh who you are and what you do. And to me, we were talking this afternoon about the damage trying to cover things up can do. When you try to hide behind something or cover something up, that does nothing but bring damage to you.
And but here's the thing. It got them the best land.
Yeah, it did.
Pasture land.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? They got the best land. I'm not wanting to be living in the middle of the city when you look out your window and look into your neighbor's window. Got open fields a lot better, isn't it? Yeah.
All right, chapter 47. This tells of the families of Israel settling in the land of Goshen and Joseph's vow to bury his father in his homeland. Verse 1. Then Joseph came and told Pharaoh and said, my father and my brethren and their flocks and their herds All that they have are come out of the land of Canaan, and behold, they are in the land of Goshen.
Go ahead, read the next verse.
Yes, sir. And he took some of his brethren, even five men, and presented them unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto his brethren, What is your occupation? And they said to Pharaoh, Your servants are shepherds, both we and also our fathers. And they said moreover unto Pharaoh, For to sojourn in the land we are come, for thy servants have no pasture for their flocks, for the famine is sore in the land of Canaan. Now therefore, we pray you, let your servants dwell in the land of Goshen.
So Joseph takes five of his brothers, and he meets Pharaoh, and he's already coached his brothers as to what they should do. And so he introduces them to Pharaoh, and who asked them what their occupation is, and they told him they were shepherds, like their ancestors, and this has been handed down from generation to generation. And they told him that the reason they'd come to Egypt was so they could find pasture for their flocks and their livestock, because the famine was so severe in the land of Canaan. And so they asked Pharaoh to let them settle in the land of Goshen, because it was good pasture land.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Don't be ashamed of your occupation.
Yeah. And Pharaoh spoke unto Joseph, saying, Your father and your brethren are come unto you. The land of Egypt is before you. In the best of the land make your father and brethren to dwell. In the land of Goshen let them dwell. And if you know any men of activity among them, then make them rulers over my cattle.
So after hearing their request, Pharaoh just tells Joseph, he said, listen, the best of the land of Egypt is available to you. Your father, your brothers, they've come to you. So settle in the land of Goshen. And if you know anyone among them with outstanding in his skills, put them over my cattle. So he had cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what he's saying is, I need somebody skillful to take care of them. A lot of people don't think of like farmers or ranchers being a skill, but it's very skillful.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And so we've got to reprogram our minds to where we think about everyone's importance and how we need all types of gifts, abilities, skills, and all these things. That's what makes the world work. What would happen to this little city if you didn't have garbage collectors, if you didn't have firemen, if you didn't have policemen, if you didn't have medical service, if you didn't have your electrical people, your water people, your public service type things? What would happen? Go into a panic. You know, you go to get water, you have no water. You go to turn on the lights, you have no lights. And then the garbage just packed up, piled up and all that. No, you don't realize how comfortable the menial task, as you may call it, makes it for you. I appreciate common labor. I mean, I appreciate it. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I've been there and done that, and it served me well. You understand? And I, to this day, I'm not ashamed to get my hands dirty. You understand? I don't care what we do here. If we need a commode needs to be cleaned or worked on, we're not above cleaning it or working on it. All these things are important. Start recognizing people as important people. And stop looking for people of prestige. Those are the people who will take advantage of you. The other people will help you.
You know, it comes when you love your neighbor as yourself, right? Because when you do that, there's that level of respect for the person. We need to know people by their hearts, by their spirits. not putting labels on people and trying to define people by occupation or anything else. Just look at the heart. Take care of it.
And not everybody looks at preachers as an honorable profession, either. I've been called a poor little preacher. Feel sorry for you because you're not out there making all that money. And I'm happier than they are. You understand? God takes care of me. So, how much do you need? Think about it.
The funniest to me is, oh, you got time. You got plenty of time. You don't do anything.
Yeah, you don't do anything. You don't have a job.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You better find a stopping place here soon.
Well,
I apologize that this is a short session, but we had technical difficulties we had to overcome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to the computer world, okay?
All right. We'll pick up with verse 7 when we come back together.
You okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. You guys okay? Good. Father, I thank you that you bless us indeed. You enlarge our territory. Your hands with us to keep us from evil so that it would not cause pain. You bless us and keep us. You make your face to shine upon us. You're gracious unto us. You lift up your countenance upon us. And you give us peace. So, Lord, we invite you to rise up. Let your enemies be scattered and those who hate you be before you. Amen. You guys have a great rest of the week. Try to stay dry. Warm. Yeah.